نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world and made us insan. And that is a great favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In other words, He has given us the opportunity to qualify, actually, not for this world, but for akhirah. And that is why Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunity to come into this world, that we qualify and we pass here and we get Jannah eventually, where forever and ever we will stay. So for that reason, Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Now this opportunity, Allah made us insan. We are human beings, alhamdulillah. But what only one small thing Allah wants with us come into us is insan. Yes. Right? But by nature, man goes towards hayawaniya, his desires. Or just to do whatever he feels like, etc. But Allah Ta'ala has put us here so that we become insan. And we could not become insan on our own either. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, out of His great kindness and mercy to guide mankind, Allah gave us one aqal, that a person thinks for himself. And then Allah ta'ala sent almost 124,000 anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam all the time to guide mankind. And what difficulties they went through. Every Nabi, what difficulty he went through. But after their sacrifices, what results Allah Ta'ala gave. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he was even thrown into the fire. Allah. But then finally he built the Kaaba Sharif, and till today, the amount of hujjaj that are going on. And all that sawab is going to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. How many people? Every Nabi, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in Makkah Sharif, what were the efforts he made? What sacrifices he made. And then finally, he was forced to make hijrah. Allah gave the command, but he made his life so difficult in Makkah Sharif, that he made hijrah to Madinah Sharif. And there also, it wasn't easy going. It was difficult. There were the munafiqeen that were there. There were the Jews that were there. And the kuffar from all around that ganged up against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we go through a little bit of seerat and history, we see what sacrifices. But today, we find Allah made the result that perhaps now with Masjid al-Nabawi, open 24 hours a day, day and night. I don't think there is a moment where isn't somebody reading Salatul Salam. And what enjoyment and relief Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu are resting and they are receiving. So these sacrifices are required. So in order to become insan, we have to make sacrifices. And as Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib Dhamad Barakatum just explained, that what they did, Allah Ta'ala said, those who are following in their path, that is all what we have to do. Today our sacrifices are not so big. As some great Buzurg has said, may Allah give us all tawfiq, that to enter Jannah is only two steps. One step on your nafs, and the one next step you are in Jannah. But today, and for that, as Maulana was explaining, and as Maulana explained, Maulana Rafiq Sahib, Muhammad Rafiq Sahib, Dawat Barakatum explained, that this tazkiyah, and all this effort, whether it is effort of Darul Ulooms, the teaching, etc., is not only to become an alim. If that was the only object, then we have missed our goal. And then, whether it is tabligh jamaat, a person joins the jamaat and he makes his tazkiyah, corrects his life. And what is it basically? What does tazkiyah mean basically? That all the do's which Allah has given us, we do them. Mm-hmm. And all the don'ts, we stay away from them. That is all what it is. Mm-hmm. Then move up the ladder.
how much and where Allah takes you, how high He takes you, then you move up. But basically it is that we have to see, and basically every Muslim knows the do's and he knows the don'ts. And that is what we have to do. Whether it is the Darul Ulooms, whether it is Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is the Khanqahs, whether it is the Makatib, or the environment of the home, etc. All this was for that purpose. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this great effort in Makkah Sharif. And then it was exported in a way to Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Madina Sharif. And from Madina Sharif, Alhamdulillah, Allah made Islam to spread in the whole world. Until today, 1400 years, and here we are in the southern tip of Africa. And whichever part of the world you can go to, you will find Islam is alive. You will find azans taking place, namaz is taking place, namaz is taking place, all this. So the thing is that we have to bring that into us. And we have to bring that life. And an easy way to, Allah made it easy also, that our imaniyat must be correct. In our imaniyat, that we have iman on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which alhamdulillah, but that iman must be a reality. And for that, effort is required all the time. Continuously effort is required. And in that imaniya is amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawmil akhir. And the day of Qiyamah also. That is a day when every action of ours is being recorded at the moment. Exactly which moment, where we did it, how we did it, everything is being recorded, and it will show on the day of Qiyamah. And the people on the day of Qiyamah, Allah save us all, Allah make us ma'am, but everyone's face will show as a mirror all his actions. Mm. And it won't be necessary to question him. Everything will be shown there, everything. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So this reality has to come into us all the time. And when we will do that, then as Islam was exported from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, from Makkah Sharif after Hajjatul Wada, after Fath Makkah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jamaats went out. And they spread Islam in the world. From Medina continuously, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent out Jamaats and they spread Islam. Today also people go in large numbers for Hajj, and for how large numbers for Umrah, and Islam is supposed to spread from there like it used to spread in the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But sadly, when the right effort is not made, as Maulana explained very beautifully, then the dunya is being exported from Makkah Sharif today. Mm-hmm. And dunya is being exported from Madinatul Munawwara. Today people go there and the shopping, if it wasn't for the rand riyal rate which is present, we know what was the condition. The shopping malls are full all the time. Okay? And then, so that is what is required. That inside change must come. That consideration, how we lived our lives, Allah make us ma'am. And the reality of this deen has to come into us. So for that, this continuous effort, alhamdulillah, the tabligh effort is taking place. And for the ijtima, jhurs are taking place in various places. And then the islahi jalsa, as Maulana explained, which will be taking place. For that also, all the time we should be, how much effort we make for dunya, deen's effort should have been more. But if not more, then at least equal. If not equal, at least some effort. Otherwise, as Maulana explained, right in our pocket, all the evil and dirt and filth is stored up. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah guide us towards righteousness. And may Allah ta'ala forgive us and cover our faults and make us realize that we have to stand in front of Allah ta'ala. From the time of maut in the qadr, what will be our condition? We were traveling one time and the road was, there was a detour, so it was a corrugated road, it was hot, and we felt hot in the car. So I told our brother, please put on the aircon. And then the thought came to me that in the qabr it is going to be hot. Mm. Eh? And what heat there, not only that little bit unbearable heat, may Allah forgive us all and may Allah guide us. Keep that in mind, that life of akhirah. and look our lives keeping akhirat in mind. And then if we do that, may Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings, for all our weaknesses, but let us make effort in that direction. In whichever direction, whichever effort we make, but that is the objective. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس ساتھ میں آخر ورد زبان ہے میرے نام
brothers can sleep over, and then on Yom Al-Ahad morning from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah, then our program will continue on monthly majlis. From 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock we'll be having our monthly mashwara regarding the preparations for the Isla'i Jalsa. So we have the request brothers to come out to put their input and whatever effort they have made for the Isla'i Jalsa. And then inshallah in 3 weeks time, that is the 3rd, 4th and 5th of Jamal Al-Ula, the 12th, 13th and 14th of February, the Isla'i Jalsa will be taking place in Azadwan from Jumar Salah until Yom Al-Ahad, Sunday, Zohar time, 48 hours. And we are in a special program. There will be programs throughout. You should try to come, participate, stay for the 2 days fully. But there will be a special youth program from 10 o'clock on Yom Al-Sabt on Saturday morning until about 3 o'clock, 2 hours before Zohar, 2 hours after Zohar. So we should humbly request all our youth to come. And after Asr Salah on Yom Al-Sabt on Saturday, will be a ulama program. And other programs will also be taking place. So we humbly request firstly all the brothers to make dua for the success of this shelter and for it to create an awareness of fiqh of Islam within ourselves, and then to bring as many brothers, give da'wah towards it, ourselves come also, and bring as many brothers as possible. The women folk, there is no accommodation for them, but the programs will be on live streaming, so they can hear the programs over the live streaming. JazakAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن أهل عبادك. اللهم استعملنا بسنته فتوفنا على منبره وجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشكنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم اشف شيخنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولاساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن احسن الينا ولمن اصغر بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله